knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
Who is it?
He's Dean. He's Dean Richards.
Never met him.
Friend to millions.
Or as some singers like to say, Dean, Dean, Dean.
Dean, Dean, Dean.
That's also what my mother used to say, Dean, but in a much Dean, angrier Dean. Tone.
Dean is also the CEO of Dean Foods. Did you know that, Wendy?
Yep. Can't beat my cottage cheese.
The best cottage cheese.
I love your small curd.
Thank you.
That's a thinly masked compliment, Dean.
It's
Dean,
okay.
There was a story the other day that came out and exploded and then kind of went away, and now people aren't sure, and here's what the story is. This movie Wonder Woman is a gigantic hit, right?
So I hear.
Everybody's talking about
you
Wonder Woman.
You don't like it, though.
No, I liked it. I didn't love it. Dean loved it. You said the best movie of the year.
I did love it.
Yeah. All right, so they
Bill's
publish...
Bill's a hater.
He is like Mikey lately. Honest to God, Dean, he hates everything.
I've noticed this with Bill about a half a dozen times. Anybody in any movie that has a lasso of truth, Bill hates it. I don't know what his prejudice is. I remember in The English Patient.
Right, I was very upset about those lasso of truth scenes in The English Patient.
Bill.
That's so true. All right, so they say, here's the discrepancy, is that Gal... Is it Gadot or Gadot?
Gadot is the correct
Told
way.
You.
Gal Gadot. Gadot.
He kept insisting
I thought it was, too. I was fighting with people who were emailing me saying I was pronouncing it wrong, and I was belligerent about it, saying, no, I've interviewed her. It's Gadot.
Right.
It's Gadot. And then I was watching an interview with her where she said her name, and she said Gadot. So I guess I got to go with it.
Dean and I went to see a stage production of the great play Waiting for Gadot, and we started fighting about Gal Gadot's name.
That's right.
And it turns out you were correct, and I was wrong.
Yeah.
But they said that she only made $300,000 for her role as Wonder Woman, and Henry Cavill, or do you say Gadot, that he made $18 million to play Superman, and that's not fair. But then they pointed out that the first time he played Superman, he also made $300,000. So is that true or not true?
That is, that's my understanding, my exact understanding of this story, that as you explain the way that it was, but when... Henry Cavill did subsequent roles in this. He was compensated more fairly, really. It's hard to believe that an actress of Gal Gadot's stature, I mean, she's been in quite a few movies.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not like a newcomer that nobody has ever heard of. It's hard to believe that she would even accept $300,000.
Seems like a low price to
it's
play Wonder Woman.
It's an incredibly low price for this franchise. She appeared in Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
As the character, she's appeared in a number of very successful films. This is not like, you know, somebody coming in from you know, Nebraska coming
right.
in and getting a big break. This is she was already a fairly substantial actress with this. So
seems like they got a bargain there.
They most certainly did.
Yeah. Now here's the other question: she is from where?
Israel.
Israel.
All right. So how come all of our American icon superheroes like Gal Gadot is from Israel? Henry Cavill and Christian Bale are both from Great Britain. Right?
Correct.
So how come, like, our iconic all-American heroes are now being played by people from other countries? Isn't that strange?
That is very very strange. At least maybe no more iconic, great, you know, purely American characters. You know, it's just these foreigners are taking away our jobs, Bill.
That's it.
And that's...
That can't happen.
That's why I think someone should think about building a wall.
Yeah, a wall.
Around Great Britain.
Yeah.
And Israel. Keep your actors there.
Right.
Let some of our actors get
yeah.
a job. Carrot Top hasn't had a good
Give
role.
Give Carrot Top
oh
the chance.
God. No, then I will never go to a movie again.
He would make
again.
A fantastic Wonder Woman.
Carrot Top would be a great Wonder Woman.
Right.
She got the job because she wore an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow Gal Gadot bikini.
Is that what it was?
That's how she got the gig.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. All right.
That's how I got this job.
Nice legs.
I didn't know that.
Thank you.
I didn't know that. And what do you make of the retiring? We were talking about this. One of our greatest actors announced that he's retiring, Daniel Day-Lewis. Is that forever, Dean, or is that just temporary?
That's what he says. He and his people issued a very simple statement saying, that he's retiring from acting, that it's a private matter, and neither Daniel Day-Lewis nor his representatives will have anything else to say about it. He's always been... I'm a little bit devastated by this.
Yeah, this
I
is
think
horrible.
He's one of the greatest living actors that there is, so I think it's terrible. But I respect that he's making some sort of quality of life decision. You've got to respect a guy for that. He has been known to just sit quietly and do nothing for several years while other actors just continuously churn out movies. He's
right.
been in no rush to do that. During one of his hiatuses between films, he was actually a cobbler.
Yeah.
He was a shoemaker
right.
for a little while just to do something different. So
that's where the real money is anyway.
I think so.
Cobbling.
You know, you go into these shoemaker places and, you know, they're always... Kind of messy.
Right.
I'm in an organized mess.
Right.
I guess they know where everything is. I'd feel a little more comforted if I, you know, like, for example, this past weekend, a strap broke on my sandals.
Yeah.
I'd feel much more comfortable taking it to somebody who's got 3 Academy Awards to fix.
Better work.
Right?
And now that he's out of the game, this means that our greatest actor now is Jonah Hill, right?
Jeez, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit hearing that. Wow. Yeah, I guess so.
I think he's our greatest now.
The day that that actually becomes true is the day that I'm going to retire.
Oh, don't. I don't want that to happen.
I will not be able to continue in this capacity. I'm going to say thank goodness for Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep.
Yes.
In that,
keeping the game alive.
About The Rock, guys?
The Rock is also certainly up there.
And The Rock.
Yep.
You're talking about box office.
Yep.
He had a lot more box office success than either Meryl Streep or Tom Hanks.
Right.
For a very long time. Or this George Clooney guy who, you know, he may never have to work again. He sold his tequila company yesterday.
For a billion.
Good for him.
$1 billion.
He is such a renaissance man. He can do anything and everything and does.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I don't know if you heard the big news that just broke this morning. You know, the two directors of the Star Wars spinoff movie, the Han Solo movie.
Yeah,
fired.
They were fired, Phil Lord and Chris Miller. And officially this morning, Lucasfilms announced that Ron Howard is going to take over the Han Solo movie.
What an interesting choice to direct that movie.
It really is. And this is going to be so interesting because they've already started production on this film. Part of it will be under the now fired directors, and part of it will be under Opie.
For Opie saving the day, though.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
You're my only hope.
How fantastic would that be if they just worked in a little little something for the fans in there? And then one of the villains is called Mr. C. Mrs. C.
And at some point, Darth Vader says to Luke Skywalker, Luke, I am your paw. Wouldn't that be great?
That is good, Bill.
Luke, I am your paw.
That would be fantastic.
Throw this pebble across yon pond.
I want that so badly, Dean.
I love that.
That would be excellent.
The other big breaking news, this has been a super busy morning. John Oliver just got a defamation lawsuit handed to him from a coal industry official that he took on big time on his show this past Sunday night. I don't know if you guys saw this.
I did see it.
His show is so great. And he went after a guy named Robert Murray, who is the CEO of Murray Energy Corporation. He reported on what this show, I have to be careful in saying this now because this is such a litigious story.
Yeah.
That the John Oliver's show was talking about practices by this company and practices by this CEO. Before the show was ever even on the air, John Oliver's people contacted him for a comment on what they were going to say on the show, and they were issued a cease and desist order before the show was ever on the air saying, don't even go into this or we're going to sue. Well, now they have, and the lawsuit is claiming that John Oliver, HBO, last week, tonight, intentionally, falsely, and outrageously put out words about Murray's activities. They're saying that it was a blatant attempt on John Oliver's part to, advance their biases against the coal industry and their disdain for the coal-related policies of the Trump administration.
Yeah.
End quote. So Oliver says he stands by everything that he said on the show. HBO says, we haven't seen the complaint, but we have confidence in the staff of Last Week Tonight and don't believe that anything in the show violated Mr. Murray's nor Murray Energy's rights.
Well, he pointed out quite beautifully the benefit that Mr. Murray has made financially from the coal industry. And you would imagine if that's the business he's in. But his tactics, and I'm also trying to be as careful as I possibly can, really seem to have benefited himself above and beyond anybody else.
That's according to the way John Oliver reported it, I haven't done any research into this. I watched the show.
Yeah.
It was jaw dropping.
Right.
All of this is what HBO alleges. The CEO, who said he was going to sue even before it was ever even on the air,
right,
has now indeed sued for defamation.
Yeah.
So it's that this is going to be a really interesting story to follow.
I'm with you all the way. It's Dean Richards, everybody. We'll talk about what movies are coming out this weekend next. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Bill and Wendy on WGN, along with our friend Dean Richards, telling us what movies are coming out this weekend. And Dean, I know there was a big press event for the opening of Transformers 5, right? You were there.
I was. It was what was described to me by an official of the city of Chicago as the largest red carpet event that's ever been held in Chicago.
Wow.
It was massive. It was on a barge in the Chicago River.
Wow.
Right in back of the Civic Opera House. Well, they parked a barge back there. It had to be a couple of barges,
because
it was huge. They put red carpet on it, and when the stars came in, they would go down a very steep flight of stairs down to what would sort of be the river walk over there, although it's kind of narrow, and then step onto the barge, and suddenly it was Hollywood glamorous over there, and we're on there, the press is on there interviewing the stars of the movie. And, the Wendellas going by and the Sea Dog? And all the boats and Chicago police boats are out there, protecting it. The security was super interesting. Everyone had said that we had never seen security like this
on a
red carpet. There were snipers.
Yeah.
What? That's part of the movie.
No.
First of all, there were bomb-sniffing dogs. Before you ever got anywhere near this barge, you had to walk through an area where bomb-sniffing dogs were. And some really cute bomb-sniffing dogs. I might say, I always think of like German Shepherds or, like mean looking dogs. And I love German Shepherds. I'm not disparaging. But they're like, cute golden labs. And,
really?
Yeah.
Any doodles?
And I didn't see a doodle or chihuahuas or anything like that. But there were definitely some labs that were like, labs are so friendly. But, you're walking by with some explosives and. They're going to blow the whistle on you. So there was that. And then officers everywhere on Wacker, on Washington, on Madison, on the bridges with what I'm told. I thought they were machine guns, but I'm told they are actually assault weapons.
Oh,
but it's pretty scary looking. And then as we were standing on this barge, just looking around, you look up on the west side of the riverbank where the buildings were. And, guys are positioned on different buildings there, and you could see that they were holding some kind of rifle, assault weapon, something. And I talked with some police who were on the street afterwards asking about it, and they said that's the new normal when there's a big event.
That's intimidating.
At the Cubs game, they had similar precautions. At the U2 concert, they had similar precautions. So that unfortunately is the new normal, I guess, with all that's going on. And Mark Wahlberg, Sir Anthony Hopkins, Josh Duhamel, Gerard Carmichael, the comedian who's got a
from Carmichael.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did I say Josh Duhamel? He was there. The director of the movie, Michael Bay, I was there. They all walked.
He's my bae.
my bae. Hey, bae. So they all walked the carpet. And I got to say, far more exciting to be part of this whole event with the sniffing dogs and the assault rifles than anything that I saw in the 2.5 hours that experiencing Uh-oh. This movie.
Did
two
that make the bomb-sniffing dogs go crazy
Come.
When they saw the movie?
One of the bomb-sniffing dogs leaned over to me and go, really? 2.5 hours? You know what? I would rather be sniffing right now.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, that's terrible. That's awful.
That is terrible. Really, the movie sort of is, too. I gave it a few points just for its ambition.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Bay delivers a certain kind of movie that is ultra-high action, ultra-high activity, ultra-high special effects, just like he always does, and he does in this one, too. There's a whole variety of different plot lines that are going on that link the Autobots, your Optimus Prime and your Megatron back to the Dark Ages, to a time of King Arthur and Lancelot.
Yeah.
There is a part of the storyline that has one of the Autobots wanting to destroy Earth and all of its people so his home planet can thrive.
Autobots are selfish.
They are. Well, as it turns out, that is absolutely the case.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg and, the cast are just, they even look bored.
They
While they're doing this movie. Mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg has made no bones about it that he's done with this franchise.
Yeah.
That he doesn't want to do any more of these movies. He just looked like, is this 2.5 hours over yet? Because I want to get the hell out of here.
And this is only his second one, right? He hasn't been in all of them. He's just been in one or two.
His second one, right? Yeah. Right. So this may explain what happened to Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
Of what happened, why he went so far off the track.
Yep.
The story is ridiculous, if at all there. I gave some points to the movie because, if you like the special effects, you like a Michael Bay styled movie, mm-hmm. it most certainly is proficiently done in that way. I would have zero interest in ever seeing this movie myself again.
Yeah.
Even people who grew up, I think a lot of the popularity of this Transformers franchise is completely nostalgic. It's
sure.
From people who are 30, 40 years old who grew up with the actual Transformers
toys.
Yeah. And so to them, it's all very nostalgic. And I'm sure I talked to like a dozen people at the night that I saw the movie who were Transformers fans. And even they said that they were disappointed.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I think it fails on a lot of occasions. I gave it a Dean's List C.
That's generous, it sounds.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. I probably should have gone a little bit lower, but I'm trying to give Michael Bay the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, that's nice of you.
A little bit because
he's your Bay.
He does what he does.
That is true.
Don't go into a Michael Bay movie thinking it's going to be Bridges of Madison County.
Right.
It is what it is. If you like that kind of movie, it's very proficiently done. It's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I get it. So, it makes sense. Dean, thank you. I hope you have a great weekend.
And I hope you have a great weekend.
Well, thank you.
And nice to see you as well.
Something else, but my mind suddenly went blank.
No, that's fine.
I'm officially out of words today.
That's Dean Richards, everybody. Thanks, Dean. Have a good weekend. We'll take a quick break, and news is next. We'll find out what Steve has coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Bill and Wendy, WGN.